how do you improve? How do you progress?
Hi guys, and welcome to the 14th episode of Dreamers and Doers. And today I'm with Kita.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So I met Kita thanks to One Wave, which is really an amazing place to meet really positive people. And so I had Brand Tripic a bit earlier, so that was really interesting. And we talked a bit about happiness. But today I have Kita, happiness entrepreneur,
yes.
You could say.
Yeah.
And I will stop the music. And yeah, so can you tell us a little bit about your journey, how you became the founder of Be Okay Ideas? What's the company?
Yeah, absolutely. So I founded Be Okay Ideas this year and was inspired to start that from my own tough times. So around 3 and a bit years ago, nearly 4 years ago, sorry. I was told some really horrible news and had to go through some cervical cancer operations and got kidney disease as well, and just kind of held me into a world of depression and anxiety and different feelings of loneliness and misunderstanding. And I suppose from my tough times, I was inspired to start something to help others that were going through similar things. And yeah, that was how the idea of Be Okay came about. I needed to find something to help myself and occupy myself and inspire myself and give myself a bit of a purpose in life, because I was losing my mojo. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, I wanted to make sure no one else felt the way that I did during that time. With Be Okay, it's all about providing support for those around you in your community, but also online and offline. And then those who are closest to you by providing them a Be Okay box. And mm-hmm. with the Be Okay box, it's been inspired by the things that I thought would have helped me through tough times. Okay. Our kind of the unique thing about Be Okay is the long-term aspect of the support element, which is the Advent envelopes. So with the Advent envelopes, they help you through a 63-day period. Mm-hmm. And you get to open an envelope every 7 to 14 days. And with those envelopes, you've got a new quote, concept, and gift to concentrate on. So mm-hmm. for me, I would have loved to receive a Be Okay box when I was going through that.
You have one here,
yeah,
right?
Let's have a look. Yeah.
What's in the box?
What's in the box? We have this kind of new concept at the moment about unboxing your feelings and mm-hmm. Opening up into a whole world of your feelings and your thoughts and how you can unbox all of those things with yourself or mm-hmm. with someone else. Mm. That was kind of how it was all founded. Trying to help everybody one box at a time.
Mm. That's really cool. And so when did you start it?
It started on the 1st of March, okay. So just in time for autumn. So each of the Be Okay boxes are seasonally inspired. Mm-hmm. I can see some people coming, popping up. Hi, we've got Marika, Scooby-Doo, Narissa. Hi, guys.
Hey, I look on Facebook too. And guys, if you have questions, ask your question. That's why we do it live.
Yeah, feel free to ask any questions. What were we talking about?
when you started.
So it was all in time with autumn. So we've finished the autumn box and we've mm-hmm. now just launched the winter Be Okay box on the 1st of June mm-hmm. and preparing for the spring Be Okay box, which is very exciting. And recently we have launched a Be Okay box for men. A lot of people have kind of come to us and said, hey, you know, these boxes are a little bit feminine, which is fine, but we wanted to provide something for men so that they can use this as a tool to start communicating about their feelings and about how they can get through these tough times as
well. Do you find men have a harder time communicating these feelings?
100%. I think you already
probably
knew that.
Yeah.
I think the great thing about the Be Okay box is it's gives you kind of methods of communication to talk about with a guy. So for example, if I gave you a BOK box, you can look through the different envelopes, and with the different envelopes, they've got different topics, and we can kind of talk about the topics as opposed to talking about your depression or your anxiety or how you're feeling. And it's a great way to kind of talk about the topic without talking about exactly what's going on. So yeah, that's a nice way to kind of break the ice and start that conversation.
Yeah, but it's true. I think for men, it's often like, you know, you want to be tough, so you don't want to show your weaknesses or vulnerabilities.
Absolutely. And I think it's important to know that you aren't not tough if you start speaking up about it. You know, people need to know that talking about how your feelings and talking about what you're going through is tough, and shows your strengths and shows vulnerability, which I think is a really, really amazing trait to have. So really changing that stigma is important.
Yeah, completely agree. And I wanted to ask you, when you were feeling depressed, can you identify a moment that switched, or maybe activities, like what may really helped you?
I suppose there wasn't like a moment that made me switch, but there were a combination of things that helped. And still to this day, I go through tough times and I still struggle with certain things. But mine was very much situational as well. So because of my health problems and I was unable to do the things I loved with sport, etc., that actually led me to feeling down and depressed. But I would say, in my case, I wasn't able to do sports, so that was a big thing. So I tried to find other things that kind of gave me that challenge and an outlet, like things like reading, listening to music. And I actually found a love for surf. I'd never surfed before. And started surfing about 2.5-3 years ago, and that was a really amazing finding. And when I started surfing, I really connected with the ocean, and even going for a swim when I couldn't surf is a really big thing. But above all, was my support. The support around me, my friends were incredibly strong, and I couldn't have done without them. My boyfriend as well, and my family. So with that, I think it's very important to not close your connections off and your support. It's really important to open up actually and talk about it. You go.
There was, thanks Ben for the like, and David Biltmore, who's often here at One Wave. So
hi guys, and we've got Carol. Hi America, thanks for joining guys. So it's been a really interesting journey, and I would definitely advise people to talk about it as opposed to closing up about it. And one of the big things that I think there's a stereotype for is going to a psychologist. So I've been seeing a psychologist now for nearly 18 months, and it was one of the best things that I decided to do. There is a very big difference between talking about it with your family and friends and talking about it with a professional. So in a lot of situations when I needed that extra help and guidance and those mindset tools, that's when it's really going to help by going to a professional.
Yeah, I think it's great to do this. It's funny, like I can't remember, someone gave me this comparison. It's like if you go to a PT, to a personal trainer, you expect a person to be fit.
Absolutely.
And then when you do like meditation or you go to a psychologist, then people expect you to be nuts, right?
Yeah.
And that's like, why would you, like, if you want to train your mind, that doesn't mean, you know, you're
absolutely. There's a really big stigma around people training their mental health is a weakness compared to when you're doing your physical health. But it is just as important, if not as important. Without the two, you can't do either.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you need to strengthen your mind in order to achieve your physical goals as well.
Do you meditate?
I do. I try to meditate, but I should meditate more.
Okay.
I have recently been very much on a mission to practice what I preach. And so in the last month, I would say, I've been meditating more than usual. And I must admit, it's very, very helpful, very calming. I'm a very busy and active person, so it's nice to have that 20 minutes a day where I'm just...
Very good for high achievers.
Yes, I like to think so.
And so do you have some practical tools actually? Like, so we just talked about meditation, that was a big one for me, but like little habits you can implement to feel better.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the key for me and one of the big ones was changing my lifestyle in a way that made me happy and was conducive of the things that were important to me. And what I mean by that is I had a period last year where I just was completely lost. I didn't know what was going to make me feel better. And I felt very tunneled in where the direction of my life was going. But I decided to quit my job, go traveling and figure out what I wanted to do and find my job, my purpose. Yeah. And
who guys do that. Honestly, I never heard someone doing this and regretting doing
And it sounds so scary for anyone that's thinking about it or wishing they could. I forecasted and planned till February this year to potentially start another full-time job or to start something part-time, and I haven't. I haven't gone into any other job, and I am not looking back. I'm working for myself, and I'm really motivated about that. But with that one change, that has allowed all of this domino effect of change.
Yeah.
And it has allowed me to start my own business, to really start working on my own mental health and what makes me happy. And until that moment, I didn't realize how unhappy I was. And now I kind of look back and I'm very, very thankful that I took that leap. And it was really hard and in no way was it easy. But, you kind of get yourself to a point where you go, okay, I need to do this or, I don't know what's going to happen.
And I'm a very rational person, and I look like the risk usually not that big. Like worst case scenario, you get a job back.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. And a big thing I know is a lot of friends when they are kind of between jobs or they get fired or they actually quit, they freak out for that 4 weeks that they don't have a job, and they forget to enjoy the 4 weeks that they've not had a job and they've had time off. So for me, it's like actually taking time to quit and enjoy quitting as well before you start searching for a new job or looking into what your passions are is, I think, really, really important to have that moment of peace and that moment of in between to enjoy. A lot of people just keep jumping from one thing to the next without enjoying the in between, which I think is important.
Well, even without meditation, you could train your mind really well. It's like,
more
work.
Yeah, well, I must admit, my key is my psychologist. Yeah. She's been really, really incredible with giving me different, mindful techniques and methods and how to kind of be more aware. I think that is the key, being aware of where you're at, how you're feeling, how the people around you make you feel as well. Because the people around you, you need to be in tune with them as well as yourself.
Can you actually give people some practical methods?
Yeah. So I'm trying to think of one of my favorites. I'm a big overanalyzer.
Mm-hmm.
So I overanalyze a lot of things, whether it's with work, whether it's with social situations.
Do you mean to make decisions?
So to make decisions, but also even what that person is meaning by what they're saying. So, for example, in my mind, I would be conjuring up a whole story of what this person's telling me, but they're not saying that. It's all in my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
And
thanks, Marika.
dinner's ready, Marika, is it? So for me, I've gone through this whole process of being aware that I'm overanalyzing and labeling it. And that's one of the really big things, that a technique that I've found is really, really successful.
So how do you catch yourself? That's already
so yeah, it's all about noticing the feeling that you get. So for example, I would start to get anxiety about something that someone's saying, and then I'm like, okay, I'm getting anxiety, and I'll label it. But letting yourself know that it's okay to feel that, and it's okay to have that feeling.
Yeah.
Labeling it and letting it kind of drift past you, and it's there. And then the overanalyzing, you're just letting yourself know, okay, I'm overanalyzing this. I'm making this up a little bit in my own mind. They're not meaning that. And create a different story, create a positive story. So you're in control of your own mind, and a lot of people forget that. And one of the biggest keys that I've kind of unlocked in my mind is that I think what I'm thinking because of myself, not because of anyone else. So taking charge of that is really, really key. Hope that answered your question.
Yeah, it does. It does. And in little tools, like I find observing your, it's like, that's why I like meditation, probably what you do with your psychologist too.
Yeah.
It's like, almost observing yourself and your
emotions. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, it's a really great technique to work on and learn and build.
And what do you think, so with Unlocked, I do a happiness program actually, and part of the activities, for example, is, and I find that's really good, is gratitude.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you have like,
yeah,
do gratitude exercises.
I do actually. I have recently, so since starting Be Okay, for the first month of Be Okay, I started like achieving so many things, and you know, people would say, oh my god, that's so amazing, you've done this, you've done that, and you've achieved so many things. And I didn't take a minute to actually appreciate and accept and reflect on what I was achieving. And so one of my friends told me, she was like, you need to every week write down everything that you're proud of from your week, or that you've achieved, or that you really, you know, want to remember. And so I've actually been keeping a diary and a journal of my weekly achievements. And I've got an alarm in my phone on Sunday afternoon. So that's kind of what I would recommend to do, is if you forget, I always forget because I'm always busy and I'm always you know, running around. So I just write it on a Sunday night when I'm lying in bed, what I've achieved through the week. But it makes you look back and you're so appreciative of what you've done, and you're concentrating on the positives as opposed to, oh, I didn't get that done this week, I didn't get that done this week. It's like, no, but look at all the things you did get done.
Yeah. Yeah.
And trying to, yeah, I suppose, appreciate yourself and what you've achieved. I really, really like that one, and would recommend anyone to do that.
Yeah. And it's actually, I wish that TED Talk that was really interesting, is like we are wired to evolution to have a negativity bias. So basically it's like, it makes sense, right? If you're like a hunter gatherer in a cave, you better focus on the tiger that's gonna attack you. But for us, it doesn't work that well. So actually when you do that, it's not even like, you know, silly positivity. It's simply rebalancing that negativity bias. And as you said, only focusing on that one thing that went wrong when 100 other things went right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. No, there is a huge research done about, you know, people concentrating on the one negative when there's 20 positives. And that's something that I've caught myself doing. And once again, that's all about awareness. And I suppose another big thing for people to concentrate on as well there is to give yourself time to develop these skills. Like, this has taken me 18 months, seeing a psychologist weekly, to develop these skills, which has allowed me to kind of be more aware and focus on, oh, there's 20 positives there instead of the two negatives or whatever it is. So not to give up and not to think, you know, oh, I'm never going to learn this, because it does take time. We've got a couple of love hearts.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Thanks, Ether. And guys, ask your questions. Don't forget.
Yeah, please ask any questions.
And now we're entering the more philosophical part.
Great.
Kida, what does happiness mean to you?
Oh,
what's happiness?
What does happiness mean?
Because we've been talking about happiness. But
yeah, so I think happiness can be defined by everyone differently. I think that happiness comes in multiple forms when it it refers to kind of your mental health and then also your environment and your physical surroundings and who's in it. But for me, happiness is not perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Happiness is very much a balance of, you know, things like good relationships, friends, boyfriends, mm-hmm. family, etc., work balance, mm-hmm. work-life balance, and doing those things for yourself, self-care. Mm. One of the biggest things that we want to preach at Be Okay is about self-care. And, you know, with the Advent envelopes, it's all about reminding yourself every 7 to 14 days, what are those things you can do for self-care? Mm. And I think that's a huge part of happiness. And I think it's a huge, I suppose, step towards the happiness mm-hmm. journey. We've lost the life. So for me, yeah, it's really important to be kind of having a balance on all of those things, but always remembering yourself as well. A lot of people do go through life always thinking about others, always trying to make others happy and forgetting the most important one is themselves. And you actually can't make others happy until you're happy.
So it's actually really selfless to take care of yourself first, because you're going to take care of others better.
Yeah,
taking first care of
absolutely.
Yourself.
Yeah, no, I agree. And another thing I would like to add to happiness that I have kind of found in the last 18 months is supporting others and helping others has created a whole depth of happiness that I didn't even know existed. It has opened the floodgates to a world that I now feel so much more empathy and love for strangers and people that are going through tough times. And it's a feeling and a skill or an internal process that I didn't think that was real or could happen. So yeah, supporting others and being there for others is really important.
Yeah, there was a really cool talk, you know, Matthew Ricard, it's like assistant of the Dalai Lama and interpreter for him.
Yeah.
And he's also a biochemist, and he did all this bunch of experiments with fMRI scanners, where apparently you can track happiness because there are like regions in your brain, and the people that were the happiest were people who were doing a lot of compassion meditation, so who could feel a lot of compassion for others.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that.
Yeah,
I think that's
what you're doing. You probably have that with Tony Robbins, be like a feeling of contribution. That's like something that's very fulfilling.
Absolutely, and I think that's what we're all about with Be Okay, and we're creating it. For example, we've created a hashtag, the support trend, at the moment, and it's all about creating a trend around supporting others. And we've got our online community on Facebook, the Be Okay Buddy community, but then we've got our Instagram platform, which we're trying to encourage people to share more, which in turn will support others to know that they're A, willing to talk about mental health and these things, but B, also in support of the movement. We're very, very in tune with all of that.
Yeah, that's really cool. And so if you have questions, last opportunity, guys, ask your questions. And can you show us what's in the box?
So we've got Be Okay box. Oops, upside down. In the lid of the box, we've got the personalized letter element. So whoever you send it to, you can put a personalized letter inside. We've got our Be Okay Advent envelopes. So the Advent envelopes are a 63-day process. And over the 63 days, you open them every 7 to 14 days. We've got a new gift, quote, and concept in each. A little, like, detail, for example, the first day is all about a contract with me, myself, and I. So you set a contract with yourself, and we've got a little prize for the person that that achieves that goal in 63 days. And they write the contract with themselves, and then they send us an email with the contract, a photo of themselves achieving the goal in the 63-day period. And we send them a little surprise as well. So lots of incentives.
Nice.
We've got nice little collateral and things like that inside the box. So we've got some Be Happy socks. So on the toes of your feet, it says Be Happy. So there's a common trend that when you're down, you look down. So it's all about when you're looking down at your toes, you see being happy and hopefully you look back up. And then we've just had a partnership confirmed with Lush Cosmetics. So we've got Lush Cosmetics donating some sleepy lotion, some hand lotion, and we've got some a candle. It smells so good.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
So it's a tropical coconut.
Ooh, yeah.
And then we've got coloring in books. Just had this coloring in book custom made, which is very exciting. So this is all about kind of practicing those self-care methods that I was saying, but the relaxation, meditation, and coloring in is actually a form of meditation because you're very present and in the moment, concentrating on the colors and the lines, etc. So there's just different techniques and tools that people can try. Not everybody likes meditation and not everybody can connect with meditation, so this is all about trying to give you alternatives and options and see what works best for you. Yeah, and then we've got a heat pack with lavender scented. And so this is obviously the BOK box, the winter one, which is a little bit more feminine. And for the BOK box for men, we've got shaving cream and little kind of more masculine things that men can work and then we've got some Epsom salts in there as well. Nice. So we're talking about getting creative and putting together a bath bomb. So we show people the steps on how to create a bath bomb, get creative, try something different. And for the men, using the Epsom salts as a muscle relaxant after you've done some exercise. So it's all about trying to use these products in the best way, dependent on what you prefer.
Exercising too can really help when you're depressed.
Yes, absolutely.
And yeah, I mean, think about it, because if you think of people you could help around you, people are often shy away a bit from helping people who can.
Yeah,
I can be having that not like a bit hard conversation to have.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really good in the long term.
There's quite a few stories of people that have lost family members, or you know, someone in the family's taken their life, and a lot of friends and people in the community actually walk away from the family members when they see them in the street or when they're approached by them. And for me, it just doesn't make sense, but it's purely because they don't know what to say. They feel awkward or they're worried they're going to say the wrong thing.
Yeah, it's more like a weakness than demeaning.
Yeah. And for me, I'm like, no, the worst thing you can do is not say anything at all. And for someone to know, A, just go up to them and say, I'm here for you, I'm sorry for your loss, or as simple as leaving them a card or some food or a BOK box. Yeah. And in a lot of cases, people do.
No excuse now.
Yeah,
it's just
exactly,
a BOK box.
Exactly.
It makes it way easier.
Yeah.
And
I suppose that's what we're here for, is creating a bridge between verbally communicating and reaching out to someone. And in a lot of situations, people don't know how to communicate and talk about it. So we want to give that box as a communication medium to either start the conversation or be the conversation. Yeah.
That's nice. So yeah, if you know someone that could benefit from it, definitely can obviously speak to them, do a lot of different things, but if you think this can help, I think it's a pretty amazing thing.
Thank you.
So thanks for doing those things and helping people, which is
really looking forward to it. We've got some awesome opportunities that everyone can get involved in coming up with our BOK Buddy breakfasts. So we've got one in Sydney at the end of this month, and then we're also doing one in Melbourne, Adelaide, Byron Bay, Gold Coast, Las Vegas, Austin, New York, Montreal, and
that's
London.
So cool.
So we're trying to raise as much money and awareness for mental health as possible, and why not do it with the beloved breakfast culture? So get a group of friends together, have some breakfast, coffee, and raise money for mental health, and a great opportunity for you to meet other people in the community and build a supportive, warm platform of people. And like I said, it's going to be an extension from our Facebook BOK community, BOK Buddy community. So yeah, if you haven't jumped on that, jump on there and check it out and say hi.
Is there a discount for the unlocked members on the BOK box?
We don't offer any discounts at the moment, but it could be in the pipeline. Stay tuned.
Okay. Well, I'll text you guys.
Yeah.
We want to introduce yourself.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kita. Thanks for doing all this. Thanks for coming here.
Thank you.
Those here we go. And guys, I hope you enjoyed. And I'll see you. Oh, we have a special episode on Sunday with my mate James, who I met at Date with Destiny, and he's a legend. You'll see, he's a beast. Thanks, Kita.
Thank you.
Cheers, guys.